el Pastor Ron por muchos años ya.
I think it's been 4 years in a row now that Pastor Ron goes to Puerto Rico every July and preaches at her CAP conference.
Llevamos 4 años yendo a la iglesia del Apóstol Rolón a predicar en su conferencia que se llama CAP.
And from the first time we met her, it was like family.
Y desde el primer día que nos conocimos, es que nos integramos como familia.
She is one of the sweetest, most genuine, like a mom almost, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Ella es una de las mujeres más dulces, genuinas. Ella es una mamá.
Just precious human, but not just that.
Es un ser humano precioso, pero no solo eso.
She is a general in the faith.
Yes. Ella es una general en la fe.
She is a forefront, a forerunner, a leader.
Ella es un líder. Ella es una de las que van al frente.
We call her in Puerto Rico, she is the man.
En Puerto Rico decimos que ella es el hombre.
So, listen, the next voice you hear after you hear this video, it will be Apostle Wanda Rolón. And after you see this video, I want you to get up on your feet and give her a redemption welcome, all right?
Así que la próxima voz que tú escuches después de este video va a ser el de ella. Y quiero que levanten y le den una buena bienvenida.
Divino, trae la eternidad a su vida. Hay cosas que tú hablas desde la eternidad y las pones al presente. Un ejercicio que también hicimos proféticamente. Tomamos así, declaramos que este es el tiempo de cumplimiento de promesas, de cumplimiento de las cosas, de que tú vas a ver lo que tú has creído. ¿Quiénes no hablan inglés?
Who doesn't speak English?
What?
Spanish, you mean.
Thank you.
Speak Spanish.
Thank you, Pastora.
Thank you. Gracias, Pastora.
Pueden tomar asiento.
You can be seated.
El monitor un poquito para mí. Gracias a Karen, ella y Rubén también son hijos. Que la pastora Hope me los envió también para Puerto Rico.
Thank you to Karen. Her and Ruben are also my kids that Pastor Hope sent to us to Puerto Rico.
And I am so honored to be with them. And one of my pastors of Puerto Rico, Pastora Marta, she's a pastor also in Puerto Rico.
También es un honor estar aquí con la pastora Marta, que es una de las pastoras de nosotros en Puerto Rico.
The leader of this intercession. I'm doing the other way around.
I know, you are.
Okay. La líder de intercesión de nuestra casa,
Maribel.
It's been a tremendous weekend. Marilu, pastora, te bendigo.
Gracias, te
bendigo. A todos ustedes, Michelle, I love you singing, Italy, the rest of you, it's been a tremendous.
Ha sido tremendo fin de
semana.
Quiero presentarles mi libro, mi único libro, que me tardé 8 años. I stood 8 years to write this book.
I want to introduce my new book. It's the only book I ever written. It took me 8 years to write it.
Wow.
Porque es una vivencia.
Because it is the story of my life.
Y el título es No Moriré.
And the title is I Will Not Die.
Yes.
Y me exhorto a que todo el que lea español.
And I tell you, if you speak Spanish, you should buy this book.
Yes. Yes.
And you read Spanish too. This is
well, yeah. If you read it and speak it, you should buy
this
book.
I still don't have it in English. I'm gonna do a little song. I am. You're here, you know. But I'm gonna do it. I say hello to everyone through TV and Facebook or whatever they're looking at. The real thing is, Padre, lo verdadero es que yo quiero que ustedes apoyen este ministerio siempre. Para los que hablamos español, el ministerio de Ron Carpenter está siendo transmitido sus mensajes.
I really want you guys to join us in this venture. For those who speak only Spanish, Pastor Ron Carpenter's messages are being transmitted throughout Latin America.
A través de nuestra cadena de televisión.
Through CCNI, which is her television station.
Sale vía satélite.
Via satellite.
To South America.
South
Central
America.
Central America. Europe. And part of the states, even in Houston, they call me, they said, I'm watching the station. Porque eso fue algo que sentimos.
Because that was something that God put in our hearts.
When we met them.
Cuando los conocimos.
Porque sentimos, I really felt that they have a heart for Hispanic people. I didn't know all the works that we're doing in missions. Yo no sabía los trabajos que estaban haciendo en misiones. No lo sabía. Pero sentí que ellos amaban al pueblo que habla español.
I had no idea they were doing missions in Latin America, but I felt that they loved the Hispanics.
Así que decidimos sembrar para este ministerio ese tiempo de nuestra televisión semanal, prácticamente todos los días.
And we are sowing into this ministry this 30 minutes every day, every week.
And it's been such a blessing.
Y ha sido una gran bendición.
Cuando Hurricane Maria came into our island and messed up everything. The first offering we received from foreign ministry was Ron Carpenter. And Ruben and Miguel, of course. You know, we had a very bad time.
Ustedes no saben el tiempo que pasamos.
I was in my house in a bathroom for 14 hours. Everything ripped off and I have a great house.
Estuve en el baño de mi casa 14 horas y with todo se destruyó. Yo tengo una casa fuerte.
They saw our house. They went to my house, yes. The other house in the mountain. But it wasn't a mountain. So it was 200 miles per hour. Wow.
Eran 200, vientos de 200 millas por hora.
But we're here.
Yeah. Pero aquí estamos.
No fear, and I still live in Puerto Rico. It's a beautiful place to live. Adelante, música. I have 14 recordings.
Yo tengo 14 discos.
Pero what I do most is preach, así que.
Así que voy a cantar algo.
Ay, santo.
Oh my God.
Está listo.
Okay.
Yeah. Eso es como que salsa. Sube la música, papá.
A ti cantaré, porque eres, oh Dios, mi refugio, el Dios de misericordia. Fortaleza mía, a ti cantaré, porque eres, oh Dios, mi refugio, el Dios de misericordia. Yo cantaré. Cantaré, Señor, de tu poder. Esto, eso es una cosa. Dios quiere que nosotros estemos adorándole, no importa qué. Se me puede subir un poquito en el monitor la música, te la agradezco. Dios es bueno.
All the time.
Gracias, Padre. Tu misericordia, tu misericordia.
Yo cantaré, Señor, de tu poder yo cantaré.
Yo cantaré de tu poder, te alabaré de mañana. Tu misericordia, porque has sido mi amparo, mi refugio en el día de angustia. Yo cantaré.
I think we have received so many blessings throughout this weekend.
Yes. And it's been amazing. It's been an honor to be part of this. I was so nervous. I gotta tell you, I've been preaching all over the world. I've been 37 years in ministry. I've been a pastor.
Wow.
Estaba nerviosa. Estaba
teniendo 37
años. Y estoy nerviosa.
No, ya no. Estuve nerviosa cuando me hicieron la invitación.
Okay, I was.
I know it's a big grasp.
Porque sé que es un púlpito con mucha gracia, con mucha gloria.
Yo conocí al pastor de acá, el que estaba antes.
Yo conocí al pastor Bernal, que estaba aquí anteriormente.
En Panamá.
In Panama.
We used to preach together in Hosanna.
Estábamos predicando juntos en Hosanna.
For about 3 or 4 years.
Dos o tres años.
So I met him and I didn't know I was going to come here. When I came with Ron, I didn't know where it was.
Entonces yo no sabía que cuando yo venía para acá, yo no sabía que venía para la iglesia donde yo había conocido al pastor.
And I was so blessed. Because it's a new time for these people, and it's a new time for this country, it's a new time for this city.
Yeah. It's a new time for everybody.
Los cambios la gente no le gusta.
Changes, people don't like changes.
But you need to have changes.
Pero necesitamos cambios.
When I was small, cuando
yo era pequeña,
I used to have some size of shoes and clothing.
Yo tenía unos zapatos que me tenía que.
The size.
El size, el tamaño de los zapatos.
But they were changing every time.
Pero el tamaño cambiaba cada vez.
Because I was growing.
Porque yo estaba creciendo.
And now they don't change.
Y ahora están más grandes.
Because I have reached certain size.
Entonces son un tamaño especial.
Ocho.
It won't go any bigger.
Ocho.
But they could get paid better.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Okay, tamaño 8 soy ahora.
I'm size 8 now.
No pueden crecer más.
No, they cannot be any bigger.
Pero pueden ser mejores.
But they can be better.
Oh. Que los cambios siempre van a venir. You know what the Lord says in the Bible?
Wow.
That we have to be transformed every time.
Todo el tiempo.
That you cannot conform to this world. You have to be ready for what it's coming. And if you're ready for what it's coming, you have to change your mind. Set. Your mind set.
Poner tu mente.
Exactamente. Vamos a la vida.
Exacto.
Nos ayuda
el Señor.
I'm going to do my best in español.
Okay.
Porque yo creo que se me está olvidando ya el español. Si seguimos así.
I am going to do my best in Spanish because I'm forgetting how to speak Spanish.
Okay. Las promesas de Dios.
God's promises.
Todo lo que Dios dijo se va a cumplir y lo que continúa hablando también se cumplirá.
Everything that God said will come through, and what He continues says will also come through.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Jeremiah 29:11.
That's a beautiful scripture.
Es un pasaje hermoso.
Porque yo sé los pensamientos que tengo acerca de vosotros, dice Jehová.
Because I know the plans that I have for you.
Pensamientos de paz.
Plans to prosper.
De paz.
Peace.
Y no de mal.
Not for evil.
Para daros el fin que esperáis.
So you can find and you can get what you're expecting.
It all depends if you really are expecting something.
Yes. Hay muchas personas.
Dios tiene tantas cosas para nosotros.
God has so many things.
Pero hay momentos en que ya tú no quieres nada más.
But there's moments that you want nothing more.
Deja de pedir más.
Because you stop asking.
Y deja de esperar más.
And you stop expecting.
No me diga que tú estás esperando algo.
Don't tell me you're expecting something.
Con tu misma mentalidad.
With the same mentality that you have.
Con tu misma actitud.
With the same attitude.
Tú no puedes esperar mayores cosas.
You cannot expect anything bigger.
You can't expect greater things.
No puedes esperar cosas grandes.
If you do the same things. After this conference,
en esta conferencia,
you cannot be the same person.
Tú no puedes ser la misma
persona. After the message you received this morning, after this message today,
después de este mensaje,
you cannot be the same person.
Tú no puedes ser la misma
persona. There has to be some that change of your mindset. There has to be a mindset, a new mindset. You cannot go each other with the same thoughts. I think the prophetic is now coming into place. Tú no puedes seguir pensando como eras antes.
You cannot continue thinking like you were before.
Dice el Señor que tiene pensamiento de paz.
God says He has thoughts of peace.
De bendición.
Blessings.
Pero tiene que ver para que recibas el fin que esperas.
But you know, you need to learn to change your mind so you can receive what He has.
What you are expecting. Every morning, His mercies, His mercies, His mercies are new. Maybe you don't have a new dress. Maybe you didn't have a new shoes for this conference. But I got news for you. You had new mercy on your life today. You are showing off the new mercy of the Lord because He did it. For what you did yesterday, He's giving you the new mercy today, and He will give you new mercy tomorrow because He is love. I'm sorry, sir. Sus misericordias se renuevan toda la mañana.
Mercies are new every day.
And what else is renewed?
What else? ¿Qué más es nuevo?
I'm sorry, I have to add this. His fidelity. Su fidelidad.
His faithful.
Fidelity.
His fidelity every night.
Todas las noches.
Every night.
Todas las noches.
Every night.
Todas las noches.
You receive his new fidelity for yourself.
Amen.
Todas las noches recibes su nueva fidelidad.
If you're unfaithful,
si tú no eres fiel,
he's still the same.
Pero él lo sigue siendo.
Praise God. I always expect great things every morning.
Sí.
Yo me levanto cada mañana esperando cosas mejores.
I expect something greater is going to come.
Siempre espero por lo mejor que pase esta mañana.
I'm not going to be conformed with what happened yesterday.
No me voy a conformar con lo que yo tenía ayer.
It's not because I'm being selfish.
No es porque yo soy un poco egoísta.
No, no, it's that I know I have a greater God.
Es que yo sé que mi Dios es más grande.
And he's the owner of everything.
Y él es el dueño de todo.
Richness and goodness and everything he has is
todo
all
lo bueno, todo, todo. Él es dueño de todo.
Y teniendo ese conocimiento.
And knowing that.
In 2001.
In 2001.
We were getting ready for the first anniversary of our building.
Estábamos preparando para el primer aniversario de nuestra iglesia.
Tenía Marco Barriento. Tenía gente linda. Nuestro templo sienta 5,000 personas.
Our church takes 5,000 people.
Y me dijeron que mi mamá me dijo, estás muy gorda.
And my mother told me I was a little overweight.
Thank you for saying that. Because for some reason I've never been a thin person.
Pero de alguna manera otra yo nunca fui una persona delgada, pero en ese momento
but if I can work out a little young and eat a little less and do my thing and my thing, okay, that would be better. Mi mamá me llevó al médico.
My mother took me to the doctor.
I'm the only child.
Her
only child.
Única hija.
Yo unica. Soy su única hija.
Cuando fui al médico,
when I went to the doctor,
me dijeron que tenía 26 tumores de cáncer en el hígado.
The doctor told me I had 26 tumors, cancer.
Y voy rapidito porque no tengo tiempo para esa, pero en el libro lo que habla en español se van a gozar porque está completo.
And it's the stories in the book. I don't have time to go into details, but if you read Spanish, you should read that.
¿Cómo me sentía yo?
How do you think I felt?
Estaba preparándole para el Señor una fiesta de aniversario por el logro del nuevo templo.
I was getting ready to celebrate the first year of our church. I was ready to have the biggest party for God.
Y me sentí como que, what happened, Lord? This is the way you pay me? For serving you?
And I was like, and this is the way you are paying me for serving.
En español.
De la manera, esta es la manera que.
Y no me diga que usted no ha tenido un pensamiento como ese alguna vez.
Don't tell me that you never thought that way.
Claro que sí.
The things that happened, they just didn't tell me about. Lord, what happened? I've been serving. I don't think I deserve this.
Y hay muchas veces donde nosotros le preguntamos a Dios, pero ¿por qué si yo te sirvo?
Mis hijos todavía no le sirven al Señor, o no tengo la finanza, o no hay algún problema que te ha surgido.
My children still don't serve the God. My money
lo mío sí, lo mío sí.
I'm talking other people's. Mine do serve God.
The business is to work in the name of Jesus. I have a daughter, she's a pastor. I got 5 grandchildren. I have a beautiful family. I have the most guapo esposo.
Yes! Tengo 5 hijos.
Nietos.
5 nietos, 2 hijas.
2 hijas, 5 nietos.
All of them they serve the Lord.
Yes. Todos se sirven a Dios. Y tengo el esposo más guapo del mundo.
Lo que sí le puedo decir es que usted puede sentirse triste porque todavía no ha visto lo que Dios le ha prometido.
One thing I can tell you that you can feel sad because you haven't seen God's promises come through.
Porque el mensaje de hoy habla de las promesas de Dios.
Because today's message is talking about God's promises.
Y nosotros podemos sentir tristes porque Dios no ha cumplido todo lo que nos ha dicho que va a cumplir.
And we are entitled to feel that because the God has not done everything that he says.
Y inclusive nos podemos sentir hasta atemorizados porque ¿qué va a pasar? ¿Para qué le sirvo al Señor?
And we should also, we also can feel fear because we don't know what's going to happen when God is going to do it.
Pero yo te estoy diciendo que la Biblia dice porque yo sé los pensamientos que tengo acerca de vosotros.
Amen. Because I'm telling you that the Bible says because I know the things that I have for you.
Dice Jehová.
Jehovah says.
Pensamiento de paz.
Lots of peace. Lots of peace.
Peace.
No de mal. Para darles el fin que espera.
To give you what you're expecting.
So, under something like this, when they tell you you have cancer and you don't have a chemotherapy treatment, you're not able to get a radiotherapy treatment, and they tell you you got 6 months to live, what are you going to do?
Entonces,
cuando te dicen que tienes cáncer, que no es
curable, que tienes 6 meses
para vivir, que no te pueden dar quimioterapia, que no te pueden dar ninguna clase de
tratamiento, ¿qué haces tú en ese momento?
You gotta hold your promises. Yes. Amen. Tienes que aguantarte de esa promesa. Tienes que aguantarte de esa
promesa. Ese mensaje tiene que ver con la promesa de Dios.
Amén.
La promesa de Dios.
It's talking about God's promises.
Pastor Cindy did before us. Ella predicó y habló de que tenemos que tener la palabra aquí adentro.
Pastor sitting before us, she preached about we had to have the word in us.
Pero la palabra de Dios, dicha y dictada para ti, es muy particular.
God's word is individual for each one.
There's a design, there's an assignment, there's truth that the God has given to you. Even Italy is a heart. The place to preach, if the Lord sent you there and then the Lord put you there, there's nothing that's gonna impedir.
Hay asignaciones, hay momentos, hay temporadas para cada uno de ustedes. Si se Dios lo puso en esa temporada, nada lo va a parar.
Nothing. There's no arm against you.
No hay ninguna arma por
nada
de ti que pueda parar.
Pero para eso tú te tienes que parar firme, tienes que creerle a Dios.
Amén.
Alguien allá atrás tiene que creerle a Dios. Alguien aquí adelante tiene que creerle a Dios. Alguien que me está viendo tiene que creerle a Dios. Porque Dios es fiel y verdadero. Porque sus palabras son fieles y verdaderas. Porque Él es hombre para mentir, mi hijo de hombre para arrepentirse de lo que Él ha dicho.
World, you have to start understanding what God has promised
yes.
you. You have to believe in that, and you have to know that He will do what He says He will.
Porque él es hombre.
Because He's not a man.
Y nosotros muchas veces comparamos a Dios con un hombre.
And we compare God with a man.
Porque los hombres nos fallan.
Because men will fail you.
Los hombres te mienten.
Because men will lie.
Los hombres te engañan.
Because men will lie to you.
Yes. Pero también vemos que aún los que son padres, padres naturales.
Because even those that are natural, biological fathers and mothers.
Nos queda mal.
They even do wrong to us.
Y nosotros somos lastimados por esa conducta.
And they hurt us.
Somos lastimados por esa conducta.
And that way of being hurt us.
Y nuestra confianza se pierde.
And we lose trust.
Do you know that 60 or 70% of the people in the world don't believe in anything?
That's too sad to hear that. 70% of the people in the world don't believe in anything.
Every day more atheists come.
Cada día hay más ateos en este mundo.
Why? Even though in the very bottom of their heart, when they get hit of something, oh my God.
Pero no importa lo que le pase, lo primero que le pase es dicen, ay Dios mío.
Pero es por la causa de la decepción, por la causa del engaño, por la causa de la mentira.
It's because of they've been lied to, they've been discouraged, people have told them the wrong things.
And then they think God is the same.
And then they compare those people to God.
We have to not put our mindset in order to believe. We have to believe. Everything is by faith. Your believing is by faith. Your miracle is by faith. Your walking is by faith. Your standing up every morning is by faith. Everything you do has to be by faith. You have to believe no matter what you see, no matter what you see, no matter what you hear. You have to believe the Lord said, and if He said it, and
say yes, can't nobody can say no.
Come on.
Y por otra cosa tienes que caminar en fe, de estar en fe, dirigirte en fe, no importa lo que diga el hombre, lo que dice Dios es sí.
Y si hay una promesa.
Y hay una promesa.
Hay una promesa.
And there's a promise.
Dios me habló.
God talked to me.
Que yo iba a llegar a este lugar.
That I was
going to
come
en el 2019,
in 2019,
y eso pasó en el 2001,
and that happened in 2001.
Así que faltaban 18 años para yo venir aquí.
And I was 18 years in between that day and this day.
Hay cosas que todavía tú no has visto. Hay cosas que tú no has visto. Pero ya Dios las habló. Porque sabe hacia dónde te lleva. Así que no te pongas triste. Atemorices. Solo cree. Solo cree. Solo cree. Aunque tú no lo hayas visto. Ya está hecho.
It's done.
Yo le dije al doctor.
I told my doctor.
You're so serious about that?
¿En serio?
Well, I don't know what you can do, doctor.
Pero yo no sé lo que tú no puedes hacer.
But I'm not going to die.
Pero yo no me voy a morir.
I don't know what is going to happen.
Yo no sé lo que va a pasar.
There's no medicine or treatment.
No hay medicina ni tratamiento.
But God has a way.
Pero Dios tiene un camino.
And he's going to do
it. Y él me va a traer.
I don't know how he's going to do it with you. Entonces, él me dijo, le voy a hacer un trasplante de hígado.
I am going to do a liver transplant.
I have done 5 liver transplants. This is a Mayo Clinic. 5 liver transplants. 3 of them had died with the same condition. And 2 are...
Yo he hecho en la clínica mayor, he hecho 5 trasplantes del hígado, de los 5, 3 han muerto, los 2 que quedan están más o menos, con la misma condición que tú tienes.
Y yo le dije, pues, vamos para el trasplante.
And I said, let's do it.
Because I'm going to be fine.
Porque yo voy a estar bien, y yo me voy a sanar. Yo tengo una promesa de Dios.
Between you and someone else is whatever the promise of God is unreal. You never compare for anyone because there's an assignment, a special assignment. The Lord has driven you to some places. Nobody else can be there. Only you can be there because there's a special assignment in your life.
Y donde tú vas, la otra persona no puede ir. Si las promesas que están sobre de ti no están sobre las otras personas. Porque tú estás designado y vas a ir tú a este lugar.
Ahora, siempre que hay una palabra sobre tu vida,
every time there's a word over your life,
you gotta read that message. Tienes que pensar y meditar en esa palabra. Yo no sé cómo va a pasar.
I don't know how it's going to happen.
Pero va a pasar.
But it's going to happen.
Aunque me duela.
It's going to hurt.
Pero va a pasar.
But it's going to happen.
No como yo quiero.
It's not how I like it.
Pero va a pasar.
But it's going to happen.
Y al fin de eso.
And at the end.
Todo va a obrar a bien.
Todo
va a obrar a bien.
Todo
va a obrar a bien. Para aquellos que aman a Dios. Y han sido llamados conforme a su propósito.
¡Vamos!
Porque en el 2001 yo no tenía una marca. Pero ahora tengo una marca que testifica del poder extraordinario de mi Dios. Anyway, I never used bikinis for some reason.
Because this kind of body in a bikini, they just don't look at.
Él me dijo, pues vamos a hacerlo.
And he And he said, you know what? Let's do it.
Get ready in the church. Put everything, the elders and the people that are going to lead the church for this time. You're going to be out.
Así que prepara tu iglesia, tus ancianos, todas las personas, todos tus líderes, porque vas a estar un largo tiempo afuera.
Oh my God.
It's something that people you never knew before becomes your family.
Entonces, aquí es cuando las personas que tú no conoces se convierten en tu familia.
It hurts when you have to leave them.
Y de verdad que duele cuando tienes que irte y
dejar a tu familia.
Tu familia.
Amen.
Tu familia extendida.
Así es.
Then the devil tells you on the other side, you may not come back.
Entonces el diablo te habla en este otro oído y te dice, tú no vas a
ir. Because it was a possibility. But
porque había una gran posibilidad que yo no sobreviviera.
Not everyone survives or lives with transplant.
No todo el mundo puede sobrevivir con un trasplante de hígado.
But something inside.
Pero algo adentro.
You have a word.
Yo tenía una promesa. Yo tenía una promesa.
Gracias, Señor.
You may have messed up in the ways. Maybe you make too many mistakes.
Yo sé que yo había hecho errores y no estaba haciendo las cosas alguna vez de bien.
I'm not talking about me.
Yo estoy hablando de ustedes.
I did too. But doesn't matter how many wrong things you did.
No importa qué has hecho malo.
There's a word.
Hay una palabra.
There's a promise.
Hay una promesa.
There's a calling.
Hay una llamada. Un
there's
llamado.
A calling.
Hay un llamado.
Sí, Señor.
Y hay una promesa.
Así que yo decía en todo momento, no moriré, sino que viviré.
And every single time I said, I'm not going to die, I'm going to live.
Así que me despedí de la iglesia y me fui para Jacksonville, Florida.
And then I just said goodbye to the church and I took off to Jacksonville, Florida.
September 11 was a terrible day. We recently.
September 11 fue un día horrible para nuestro país.
And September 17, I was on a plane going to Jacksonville.
Y en septiembre 17 del 2001.
They did everything, the checks and everything they had to do. And they found I had metastases on the lungs.
Oh. Hicieron todos los chequeos que tenían que hacer, entonces ya se habían dado cuenta que el cáncer se me había regado a los pulmones.
Y el doctor le dijo, aún así te voy a hacer el trasplante.
But the doctor said it doesn't matter, we're still going to do this.
Porque él entendía que él se orinaba en el hígado.
Because he thought and he knew that the root of the problem was in the liver.
Pasó el día, pasaron los días, y el 22 de octubre.
And days went by, and days went by, and on October 22nd.
You don't know what it is, we've been waiting for the transplant or anything from somebody to die in order for you to live.
Tú sabes que usted no tiene ninguna idea lo que es estar esperando día a día por esa noticia de que hay algo en el
hígado. I said, Lord, I had prayed for some, I was born in a miracle ministry, healing ministry. I know, I've seen it. I pray for sights of people to see. Cancers disappear, so many things. And now I am in this position. I don't want anybody to die in order to, I need to live. I think you got a new living somewhere up there.
Entonces yo dije, Dios, yo nací en un ministerio de milagros. Yo he orado por milagros. Yo he visto que tú sanas. Yo he visto lo que tú haces. Pero yo no quiero que nadie muera para que yo tenga que vivir.
And he said, didn't I say, oh my chosen son, for you to die in the cross? I said, yes.
Entonces Dios dijo, yo envié a mi único hijo para morir por ti.
No se pudo asimilar.
And then was when I was able to swallow it.
Yes. 22nd of October. At 1 o'clock, I was in my room praying with my husband. I closed the door. My mom was in the kitchen. And we were all expecting. I told the Lord, I cannot wait one day more. I'm leaving tomorrow to Puerto Rico. I know you're going to heal me. I don't know how, but I'm leaving. I can't take it no more. I have to go.
El 22 de octubre yo estaba orando con mi esposo en la alcoba. Mi mamá estaba en la cocina y yo le estaba diciendo a Dios, no voy a esperar más. yo sé que tú me vas a sanar. No sé cómo me vas a sanar, pero yo sé que tú me vas a sanar. Y si hoy no llega mi contesta, yo mañana me voy para Puerto Rico.
Somebody came from Orlando, Florida.
Una persona vino
Tres personas
vinieron de Orlando, Florida.
Y ellos, la noche anterior, yo le hablo a uno de ellos. Yo no estoy aquí por casualidad. Yo no estoy aquí porque ella me invitó. Aquí hay alguien que necesitaba oír lo que yo le estoy diciendo.
Santo.
Para que ella comience a creer en Dios.
Sí, sí, sí. Amén.
Amén. Sí, darling, I really thank the Lord for her, but I think I'm here because of purpose. I came here because somebody had to hear this word. Somebody had to listen to this word. Somebody had to knowledge and know and overcome all the troubles and problems you've been having and start to believe the Lord, because the Lord is here today to do great things. Miracles and wonders are going to be made today. I believe people are going to get healed. I believe people are going to receive a miracle in their life, and something greater is going to be. Yo estaba orando y la noche anterior Dios te había hablado a un hombre.
I was praying and the night before God was speaking to a man.
En una reunión de iglesia.
In a reunion in a church.
In a service.
In a service.
And told him, you have to go to my service. To my girl, to my daughter Wanda, she's waiting for a liver, and you have to go there.
Y le dijo el Señor, tienes que ir a buscar a mi hija Wanda. Ella está esperando por un hígado, y tú tienes que ir allá.
But he didn't know me.
Pero este hombre no me conocía.
He didn't know where I was.
Él no tenía idea de dónde yo estaba.
He didn't know where I was living.
Él no tenía idea de dónde yo vivía.
Whoever knows who's, where's Jacksonville? There's a place next to the hospital that's, his name is Selco. It's an apartment with a guard and has a fence. There's no way you can go in unless you have the number of apartment, the name of the person is living in there. And I was praying at the 22nd of October in my room, and already somebody was coming through my place with the GPS of the Holy Spirit, because at that time all they had was a little
Beeper.
No tenía idea de donde yo estaba.
Ellos no tenían idea, o sea, yo estaba en una clínica y al lado de la clínica había unos apartamentos que tenían acceso controlado. O sea, que para tú entrar aquí tenías que tener mi nombre, mi número de apartamento y toda la información correcta. Ellos fueron allá guiados por el GPS del Espíritu Santo.
And from that, I was in the second floor. They went through the stairs. They knocked on the door. And to my mom says, who is it? We come to see Pastor Wanda Rolón because we bring a liver.
Entonces ellos llegan a mi apartamento. Entran a mi apartamento, tocan en mi puerta. Mi madre dice, ¿quién es? Y ellos dicen, yo vengo a ver a la pastora Wanda Rolón porque le traigo su hígado.
Imagínate. Esa es mi mamá. She looked and she said, she opened the door and she expected to see a liver.
Imagínese mi mamá bien celosa. Ella mira por el resto de la puerta y no ve nada. Ella abre la puerta y ella esperaba ver un hígado literal. Un hígado. You imagine that, the liver right there?
She got so discouraged.
Ella como que estaba un poco confundida.
She went to my room and she banged the door. She said, there's some crazy people there. I knew what was going on because I was praying on my knee. I was weeping before the Lord, and here she is telling me there's some people there that say they bring a liver. I knew they didn't bring a literal liver, but I knew something was going on. I knew something was going on. Let me connect to the prayer.
Me levanté.
I got up.
Me arreglé.
I
me peiné. Ayer no escribí esto. Mi pelo era acá.
My hair was all the way down to here.
La hermana.
Jana.
Fui allá a ver quiénes eran.
I got up to see who was the people that were bringing me.
My husband would open your eyes and say, wow. Okay. Cuando fui allá, lo saludé. No lo conozco. Pero una hermana que vino con ellos dos varones.
When I went over there, I said hi to them. I didn't know them, but there was two men and a girl that came with them.
And the girl said, don't worry, they're not crazy. And here comes this man and tells me, puts the hand in the back. I think he thought the liver goes in the back. And I'm telling you, if he would put his hand in my head, I wouldn't care.
Right?
I still believe. Because I didn't expect the doctor. I was expecting a word of God. Yeah. Me puso la mano en la espalda. Y me dijo, así te dice el Señor.
He put his hand on my back. And he says, and so says the Lord.
El hígado ya está.
The liver is ready.
El hígado ya está.
The liver is ready.
¿Saben qué?
You know what?
I believe.
I believe.
I was praying. I was weeping. And I asked the Lord for the liver. And he said, they were already coming to my house. That means they're already coming to your life. You've been praying, you've been weeping, you've been expecting, and the Lord said this afternoon, your answer is ready. Your answer is ready. It's coming, your answer is on the way. 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 All you can need for God. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about real things. This is not a story. This is my story. This is my life. I have a theme in my life. Yo le creo a Dios.
Yes.
Okay. Ellos se oramos, se fueron.
We prayed and they left.
At 5 o'clock that same day, 22nd of October 2001, I received a call from Puerto Rico.
Ese mismo día, a las 5 de la tarde, 22 de octubre del 2001, recibí una llamada de Puerto Rico.
Mami, ora, me dijo un hijo espiritual, que hay un hígado pendiente.
Mom, says one of my spiritual sons, pray, there's a liver on hold.
Wow.
Because no matter what I tell you, it's not easy. I knew what I was going to go through. But I knew that was my liver. The bigger thing is, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on today, but okay. I saw a Discovery Channel one day. Yo vi en Discovery Channel.
Una vez vi en el canal de Discovery.
If you get un órgano, un corazón, un hígado o un riñón de una persona, las cosas, las costumbres que tiene esa persona se te pueden pegar a ti.
That if you receive any organ that is within a heart, a lung, a liver from another person, the person's customs and the things they do will transfer onto you.
Wow.
So I went. I told the Lord, if it is possible, can I get a Christian there? I think it's going to be a little bit. I think it's going to be a little bit.
Y yo le dije al
La noticia es que cuando me llaman me dicen que el hígado que está pendiente de la hija de un pastor.
And the news are that when I get the call about the liver on hold, they tell me it belongs to a pastor's daughter.
She had passed away practically because she's on the machines. So the family comes to the doctor. We want my daughter's liver to go to a pastora Juan Larronón. The doctor smiles and says, "That's not something you can do. It has to be the same size, the same blood. Everything has to match." And they say, even though we want the liver of our daughter to go to pastora Juan Larronón, and they started to do the checks and everything, and it was the same blood, the same size. Everything matches perfect. Because at 1 o'clock before the 22nd of October, I received the promise of the Lord, the word that the liver is okay, it's already. I didn't know what was going on because you don't know what's going on, what the Lord is doing for you.
Yes.
This is a beautiful song. God is working. But he's working. I'm a miracle.
Yes, he is.
All night, they sent a jet to Puerto Rico from Mexico. They checked everything, and it matched perfectly. At 8 o'clock, the 23rd of October, the hospital called me. They said, "Get ready. We have a liver on hold for you." I said, "From Puerto Rico?" "But you cannot know that." I said, "I already know. The Lord told me yesterday."
Enviaron un jet de Puerto Rico a Tampa, de Puerto Rico a Jacksonville, para llevar el hígado. Y ella le pregunta al doctor, le dice, "Ya tenemos el hígado listo para usted." Y ella le dice, "¿Viene de Puerto Rico?" Y él dice, "Yo no le puedo decir a usted a dónde viene, pero dice, es que Dios ya me lo dijo. O sea, yo lo sé."
So the 23rd of October of 2001, at 6 o'clock, I entered to operation. I prayed for every doctor, for every nurse, for every hand that was going to point up, because I told them I have promises of God.
Yes.
I have to pray. My husband was so nervous. My daughter was coming from Puerto Rico. Church was having a revival over there. Thanks to the Lord for the deliver. Yes. Everybody was praying, and the Lord did it. At 6 o'clock, I went in. I don't know where I came up. And then they told him, my husband, "She's not going to be well. She's not going to be able to do the things she used to be. She's not going to be able to be a pastor. She's not going to be able to have the strength she's supposed to have. But whatever, she's going to be alive, because maybe no rejection." But it wasn't the way they said.
Come on. Come on.
Cuando entré a la sala de operaciones, yo oré por el doctor, oré por las enfermeras, oré por todo el equipo médico. A las 6 de la tarde entré a la sala de operaciones, no sé a qué hora salí, pero el doctor le dijo a mi esposo, "Ella no va a ser la que era antes.
Come on.
No va a tener el estamina, no va a poder predicar, no va a poder pastorear como hacía antes.
Y no va a poder estar con la gente."
Oh, she's not going to be able to be with the people.
Because I'm actually immunosuppressed. I use medication for not having rejection. But I go everywhere and I love people.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd. Esa fue mi promesa. Y no puedo estar toda la tarde predicándole cualquier mensaje hoy.
El Señor es mi pastor, y esta fue, this was my promise. And I cannot preach about it all afternoon.
I could say so many things, like I've been preaching 37 years.
Yo te puedo decir un millón de cosas, llevo predicando 37 años.
And I never repeat a message.
pero nunca he repetido un mensaje.
But this is the first message I always had to give when I go anywhere because I promised the Lord.
Pero este es el primer mensaje que yo tengo que dar cada vez que voy a un lugar nuevo porque eso fue lo que les pregunté.
Para el que cree, todo es posible.
To those who believe everything is possible.
Para el que cree, todo es posible.
To those who believe everything is possible.
Para el que cree, todo es posible.
To those who believe everything is possible.
Por eso dice la Biblia que si confesares con tu boca.
That's why the Bible says if you say it with your mouth.
Que Jesús es el Señor.
That Jesus is the Lord.
Y creyeres en tu corazón.
And you believe in your heart.
Que Dios le levantó de los muertos.
Because he was resurrected.
Serás salvo.
You will be saved.
Porque con el corazón se cree para justicia.
Because your heart was created for justice.
Pero con la boca.
But your mouth.
Se confiesa para salud.
You declare for
para
health.
Salud.
You declare for
quiero
health.
Que usted se ponga de pie.
I want you to get up.
In another time, I'll preach a message.
En otro momento, le daré otro mensaje.
I'm inviting myself again.
Me estoy invitando otra vez.
Pero toda persona que en este lugar.
But every single person in this place.
Que necesita un milagro.
That needs a miracle.
Yo quiero que pase.
I want them to come to the front right now.
Porque Dios no me envió.
Because God did not send me here.
Solamente para conocerles.
Just to get to know you.
Sube un poquito el tono, un poquito el tono.
Can you
raise
the
volume?
A little bit.
Dios está aquí. Tan cierto como el aire que respiro. Tan cierto como la mañana se levanta. O tienen cáncer, levante su mano, baje toda la mano. Cáncer, lo tiene. Padre, en el nombre de Jesús y en el poder de la cruz. Vengo contra todo espíritu de cáncer. De la misma manera que se secó el que estaba en el pulmón y nunca más regresó. En el nombre de Jesús, ando, reprendo y echo fuera por tu palabra todo cáncer. Fuera todo espíritu de cáncer. Fuera todo espíritu de cáncer. En el nombre de Jesús, recibe salud por esa palabra. Recibe salud por esa palabra. Llega a la base por la masa. Padre, en el nombre de Jesús. Llámese como se llame esa enfermedad. Alta presión, baja presión. Problemas de diabetes. Problemas de riñones. En el nombre de Jesús, arritmias cardíacas, problemas en la cabeza, problemas mentales, ahora mismo, problemas de circulación, recíbelo, recíbelo. Any
type of illness, high blood pressure, diabetes, in the name of Jesus, right now, just receive healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, anything that is attacking the body, attacking your mind, depression, anxiety, anything that is shaking you in the name of Jesus.
Recibe salud. Recibe salud. Si lo hizo conmigo, lo hace
contigo.
Si lo hizo conmigo, lo hace contigo. Si lo hizo conmigo, lo hace contigo. Se libre en el nombre de Jesús. Se libre en el nombre de Jesús. Se la pasó con la mano. En el nombre de Jesús. Problemas en la espalda baja. En el nombre de Jesús. Aquí tiene problemas con la espalda baja.
Puedo
subir. ¿Alguien más tiene problemas con la espalda baja?
Lower back.
Por lo menos de los brazos. Por lo menos de los brazos. Yo creo a Dios. Yo soy, mire, una de las que anda conmigo. La líder de intercesión que está ahí. Levanta tu manita. You know what she had?
She had an operation for a week, next day and Sunday. We pray for her, of her knee, and now she's healed. She's never went back to the doctor. She's very happy. Oh, and now we are going to the Lord. ¿Cómo tienes que ver la espalda? ¿Cómo se hace así? Rubén, ayúdame. Yo creo en milagro. Yo creo en milagro. I believe in miracles. Y yo creo que este cierre tiene que ser eso. Oh, you guys have. Ok, quiero que estén en línea así y las mujeres detrás, ok.
Lord, that pain and I've changed since I've just What do you do? I am so enamored of the Lord because He's the only one I've been listening to.
Amen.
No matter what the doctors say, no matter what's going on, I got a release of tightness in my back and the cracks and the pain went up and down my legs, because my derriere and my calves is so painful.
Say that happened.